This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. Coming up, laughing all the way to the bong. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. If somebody bangs your bong, can you bang back? Randy Stratton is the author and illustrator of a book entitled Build This Bong, Instructions and Diagrams for 40 Bongs, Pipes, and Hookahs. The court explained that a bong can consist of almost anything that allows a user to inhale the smoke of a burning substance after it's gone through and been cooled by a small amount of water. Randy's book explains how to make bongs out of honey bears, whatever they are, apples, cantaloupes, dryer hoses, and crushed aluminum cans. Randy's bong book business was booming until a clothing company called Upper Playground instructed a designer to take the designs from the book and create t-shirts. The end result was a lawsuit that suited the t-shirt to a T. Upper Playground claimed it was simply depicting useful articles which are not protected by the copyright law. The court said even assuming a bong is a useful article, these are illustrations which are protected. So a bong will give you a bang for the buck, but the buck for the bong stops here. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law.